They're a big part of any community. Love them, fear them. They're here, and they serve and protect. This is Lisa Berry, and I recently had the opportunity to go on a police ride-along with Ypsilanti Police Officer Brendan Harrison, who is here with us now, along with Ypsilanti Police Chief Tony DeGiusti. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's start with the chief. Why do you do these ride-alongs? What's the point?
Well, the point is that there's a lot of misconceptions about what policing is and what it's about. And anytime we can help educate people on why we do things, I think there's an understanding between the community and the police that can only foster a more cooperation.
Well, I'm happy to say I've never been in a patrol car or even a police station. So it was an interesting experience for me to see everything. So one of the first things I did was get into the car with Officer Harrison. And it's like an office on wheels. There's a lot of things in there.
It really is. Pretty much everything we need. We don't really need to go into the station unless if we had an arrest or whatnot. But we can theoretically do everything from the car. When we start shift, we log into the audio equipment, make sure that our mic packs are working, our cameras are working, including our body cameras. Log into the computer system, log in with central dispatch so they know that we're on the road, and we're able to conduct all of our business from the car.
I think for me and Officer Harrison, I had many hours together, so we had a long time to talk, which I apologize.
No, I had a good time.
It was kind of like about humanizing the badge. That was one of the things you said to me.
Like the chief touched on, and it seems to get worse, there is such a big misconception of what police work is and what a police officer is, essentially. And really, we have a certain job, but we're still human. We laugh. We cry. We have feelings. You know, we have a lot of compassion, but sometimes people's views are skewed by what's hot in the media. And for all the good things we do, you know, sometimes it doesn't really catch that much attention. But that's not, I mean, we're still going to do what we do.
Do you think people, Chief, are surprised to hear the combination of police officer and compassion in the same sentence?
I think that they're only surprised because they probably have never had contact with a police officer. And a lot of times, you know, I like to say that we meet people on their absolute worst day of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of things. Normally, people don't call the police because they're happy about what's happening. They're calling the police because they have a problem they need solved, at least temporarily. So to say that compassion and policing are bonded together, absolutely, that's what we do every single day. And that's part of our values at the Ypsilanti Police Department. It's actually one of our core values is compassion. Without it, I don't think you can police effectively.
I was surprised when Officer Harrison told me that you go out sometimes and you stop and play ball with some of the kids in the yard.
Oh, yeah. If there's some downtime, who doesn't want to play basketball or throw around a football? But, you know, it breaks the barrier down at the very smallest level. I always found it kind of odd when a parent goes, you better read your book or I'm going to call the police and they're going to take you to jail.
Yeah.
Great. Now you've just ruined this kid's misconception about police officers. So when you step out of the car and walk down the neighborhood and just talk to people, they forget that that can happen. Like a police officer, you know, that's part of our job. So, yeah, we'll go down to the Park Ridge Center and throw football with the guys and, you know, get to know the neighborhood that you served. Like I told you yesterday, the more connected you are to a community in which you serve, the less likely there is the opportunity for distrust to grow.
And you can both address this. Officer Harrison said to me yesterday, no, there's no set way to do the job in black and white. So do you have to approach each situation uniquely and individually?
Well, no two situations are exactly the same. Although the nature of the run might be the same, domestic violence is a domestic violence. There's some kind of family turmoil there. But the dynamic is always different. Even if you go back to the same place dealing with the same people, some of the factors have changed. So there's always a thing in play where you have to be on your toes all the time and consider a lot of variables. So it is a difficult thing to do, there's no question.
That's Ypsilanti Police Chief Tony DeGiusti. We're also here now with Officer Brendan Harrison, who I did a ride-along with yesterday. You guys know the city pretty well. We went through a lot of different neighborhoods and went to one area where there was a stop sign and watched a lot of people just kind of roll on through. When is a stop sign not a stop sign?
It's always a stop sign.
Right. Is it interesting to you to see all the people who just kind of ignore it and roll in a neighborhood, too?
Because we are always concerned about the safety of the kids. And, you know, it's one of our duties is to monitor, you know, traffic in the neighborhood. And if you blow a stop sign, you know, we're gonna have a chit chat. Doesn't mean you're going to get a ticket.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes a verbal coaching on that there's a stop sign a block away and that right. you ran it is a little bit more valuable than a ticket.
Something that we saw happen was somebody came by. We were turning out and they were turning in, and he did give us a thumbs up. He made a thumbs up gesture, which I thought was nice. And I said, Officer Harrison, is that the only gestures you see on the road? And you said,
Sometimes they're a bit different.
Using other fingers.
Other fingers.
So people are doing that to police officers on the job.
It's happened.
And what can you do in response?
Brush it off.
How does it make you feel?
One of the things that we harp on all the time is that we want to remain professional at all costs. So you can't react emotionally to those things. If you do that, then you're allowing your emotions to override your reason, and we can't afford to not be using our reason all the time. So people have the right to express their opinions. They feel a certain way about things for certain reasons. I'd certainly like to talk to them about it and see why they feel that way and see if I can convince them that we're not that bad.
Do you think people are intimidated by police?
Falsely, yeah.
And Chief DeGiusti, as the chief of the Ypsilanti Police Department, there's been a lot of things happening in the news lately. Has that changed the way you approach your position?
I don't think so. A lot of the things that have been coming about is what they call police reform, or things that we've been engaging in and doing for far longer than the media has been covering the negative events. After Michael Brown, everybody thought body cameras was going to be the answer to everything. We were looking at body cameras a year before that happened. So I don't think that we're changing with the times. I think that sometimes the times are catching up to where we were going anyways.
And you are well equipped. There is a camera in the patrol car, right?
There's one right here.
Oh, no. On your chest pointing at me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There's two cameras in the car, one in the back seat and one in the out front. We carry a microphone pack on us. We have a body cam.
So if anyone accuses you of something untoward, you have proof of
did or did not happen. I like to say that we can effectively save your data. There's no need to pull out your camera. I already have one. I've got three, actually, so... I'm at the point, and you talked to a lot of the younger officers, we prefer it. We prefer that camera. It's our best friend, really.
Well, and I was going to say it's backup, but one of the other things that I learned and saw and was impressed by is that if someone is responding to a call, another car comes as backup. That's policy in Ypsilanti?
It's not so much policy, but it is common courtesy. It's just a roll by if you need another hand. You need someone else's input on how to handle something, most definitely.
Anything else you want to share with the community listening to this right now?
I can pride our police department in being very community involved. The summer's coming up. We're going to have, I can only guess, a plethora of activities where we'll be able to come into the community and hang out. And this community is very lucky to have this police department. I'm very lucky to be a part of this police department.
Is there ever a day where you think, I can't do this anymore?
No, you just said it the other day.
Nope. I can't think of anything else I would have wanted to spend my life doing. I'm still doing it, going on my 29th year, and I don't know whether there's any end in sight for me. As a parting thing, I would like to say to the community, if you see a Ypsilanti police officer, stop and talk to them and see what there is behind that badge. I think you'd be surprised.
Ypsilanti Police Chief Tony DeGiusti and Officer Brendan Harrison, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Thank you.